You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 160 for September 15th. There's some surprising and glee-making news yesterday from the world of classic Doctor Who. As it's been announced that starting in 2011, the remaining DVD releases will come out just anywhere from a day to a couple of weeks apart on both sides of the Atlantic. The BBC America shop confirmed that it all begins with Meglos next January, arriving in North America one day after the UK. And, since North America is a few months behind the UK already, there will be extra releases to catch up. Lucky you, you get Time and the Rani that much faster! And the Doctor Who news page speculates that Australia and New Zealand will also get simultaneous releases. Now, I haven't found official word why they are rushing to do this, so it's time for my specialty, uninformed speculation. First of all, as Leo Laporte argued on Sunday's This Week in Tech podcast, consumers are making a transition into a world of digital streaming delivery, where only hardcore collectors will go after DVDs or Blu-rays. So it makes sense for the BBC and Warner Home Video not to waste time in releasing DVDs before they lose the market. And then there's the piracy issue, of course. Digital rights management can and will be cracked, and file sharing is easier and easier. When DVDs are released in one region of the world months before the others, then sales are being lost to impatient pirates. The best protection against piracy is providing customers prompt, easy, legal opportunities to access the content they want when they want it. Now, I don't know exactly how great an impact this faster release of Doctor Who DVDs will have, but I'll bet real money that sales will improve, even for the mutants. But you know me, I can't let this news pass without pointing out the same benefits of simultaneous releasing that would come to Series 6 and Series 7 in 2011. With BBC America going strong and with opportunities to buy or rent the episodes cheaply on iTunes the next day, there's all manner of upside. 2 to 4 weeks is all well and good, but a day or two? That's far, far better. I know it's much more difficult to accomplish this with a new series than an old DVD, but come on, BBC. Give us a try. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for September 15th. I'm on the web at twominutetimelord.com. You can subscribe to my podcast and leave a review on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or on Facebook, facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. I'm on the latest Radio Free Skaro, where we reviewed, where we commentated, actually, on The Beast Below. And then I came back for more punishment with Victory of the Daleks, which will be coming up next Sunday. Check it out. Maybe Victory of the Daleks will actually be great this time.